Good morning, Nick. There is so much going on this week.
I don't even know where to begin. I don't know how you knew where to begin. Hit me with what we've got.
Send in the clowns.
Of course, finally. Finally, we're talking about the clown epidemic.
It's been going on for a few weeks now, but it's been kind of flying under the radar. I guess I've been hoping it would go away, but it hasn't.
Do you dislike clowns?
Look, I'm not the biggest fan. I'm probably not as scared of clowns as I am scared of the people wearing the costumes with the weapons.
Yeah, the weapons is the one, isn't it? Yeah.
That's what's really scary.
So this obviously kicked off in America. We've been hearing a lot of stuff out of America of clowns being sighted in forests, around parking lots, Lord knows where. It's made its way to Australia.
That's right. I mean, there was rumours that it was part of a marketing campaign for the movie It. That has now spiraled out of control.
That is one spiral.
It's probably not going to send people to see that movie. No one's going to want to go near it. Now it's in Australia. And what's really not news about this is the amount of fake sightings and fake stories and videos that have been coming out of this.
Prank clowns.
Prank clowns. If you're calling in fake sightings of a clown, you're just as bad as the people dressing up.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I think it was maybe last Friday night on my Facebook feed. I was on the train home on my own late at night. My Facebook feed just kept popping up with clown sighting at all the stations my train was going past. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Do we think there's going to be an end of it?
I think it will wear itself out. I have a theory that now that school holidays are over, maybe a lot of these kids will be back, like school curfew, won't be able to go around dressed up as clowns. What do you think?
I think that the minute the US election's over, it'll all tie down. I think it's tied to Trump.
You think it's connected?
I think he's got an army of clowns that he's been slowly assembling in America.
Well, it's funny that you mention that because the second piece of not news this week is America.
It's not news at all?
Full stop. That's
it. Oh, wow. Okay.
The whole nation has been relegated to the not news dumpster.
Gosh.
What is going on? The second presidential debate happened this week featuring Trump and Hillary. I don't even think it needs an introduction at this point. We all know that American politics is a farce at the moment. It's like mummy and daddy are fighting and the moderators of the debate were like the kids. Like, but daddy, you said it was okay to grab women like that. Like, oh, that was just locker room talk, son.
Oh, gosh.
It's ridiculous. And it was such a farce that everyone watching it was kind of latching on to all the little things that were going on. And so things were making headline news, like a fly on Hillary's face.
That made headline news?
Made headline news. And a man who asked a question in the debate became an unlikely hero, Kenneth Bone.
Ken Bone. Look, I like to believe it's just because of his name. And I have already seen on Twitter this morning, there are sexy Ken Bone Halloween outfits available now.
Of course there are.
Of course there are.
I was nearly going to wear a red jumper this morning in solidarity with our unlikely hero.
He is the Barb for our ages.
Yes. His fame is going to last at least another 2 days.
I hope so.
And then he will probably disappear into obscurity. Maybe they'll get him out for the next debate.
Maybe.
Because there is three.
Yeah, look, I don't even know what we're going to do for the third. Just set everything on fire and hope for the best.
I think that's Trump's political strategy, actually.
Nice work.
Yeah. And finally, there is a story coming out of England about a man who took 11 hours to make a cup of tea.
Because he's very particular about his tea or because something went wrong?
It was a smart kettle. I'm saying smart in inverted commas here. He was trying to connect the kettle to the Wi-Fi so that it would boil on command.
11 hours to set up a Wi-Fi kettle.
So it would boil on command. You know how a kettle boils on command? You press the button and it boils in 2 minutes. Honestly, if this is the future that we have to look forward to, clowns in my backyard, Trump as president, and 11 hours to make a cup of tea, I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out. I'm done with it.
Well, before you are out entirely, let us know what we should have been paying more attention to.
Right. Now, This one hurts me. Mike Baird, in an amazing acrobatic display, has backflipped on the Greyhound bed.
Yeah.
And we talked about this as news a few weeks ago when the ban was put into place.
We did.
And now it's gone.
And now it's gone already.
And all the greyhounds.
It's really quite horrible. The jokes almost write themselves, you know, when Mike Baird broke his back, we didn't realise it meant he was going to have no spine. I mean, there's just, it's incredible. Or the fact that, you know, you can't get a drink from a bottle shop after 10 p.m., but we will kill a dog for you in New South Wales, provided you're prepared to gamble on it.
Yes, it's. I'm nearly speechless. I don't have many jokes about it. One of the things is they've put in a bunch of rules so that now you have a bond for each dog, which confuses me. It's like if you kill your dog, you don't get your bond back.
Basically, yeah.
Not a great system. don't know what's going on.
Maybe they should
still like
Blockbuster, where there was a fee if you didn't rewind your tape before taking it back. There's a fee if your dog has to be put down too early.
Yeah. This is dark.
Yeah, it's really dark. Not many jokes to make about it. It is absolutely horrible. It is something that New South Wales should be...
Yeah. Still adopt a greyhound, though.
...disgusted about. Adopt a greyhound, please.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We're not going to talk for a couple of weeks now because obviously 2SER supporter drive kicks into gear.
Yes.
It's all very exciting, but you and I will chat, I'm hoping, in 2 weeks' time.
I will call you this time Thursday anyway.
Just tell me what's going wrong.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
I'll let you know.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much.
Bye.